listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. How's everybody doing today? We got such a great show lined up for ya. Rolling in the studio, rolling in the studio. We got brother Justin. How you doing, my man? My main man, my brother, my dog,
good,
my dude.
Good.
How we doing today, man?
We good.
Oh, that's
good.
So good to hear.
How are you, my
such
man?
Such a blessing. Man, I'm doing great. I have to say, at this day and age, the energy is beautiful. The vibrations are light.
Light.
And happiness is in the air. Let me tell you guys, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What do we mean? Well, this is what we mean. Anything in your world to show you that you actually can do anything that you want to do and be anybody that you want to be. Check this out. Awesome quote. Bam. That in which you seek, you already have. That in which you wish to be, you already are. Okay? Just going to start off the show with that idea. All right? Listen, guys, we got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to talk about a few points that actually might really just shift the way that you listen to music, the way that you watch TV, the way that you listen to the radio, right? We're kind of changing it up. We're going to show you guys how we really can affect our world in a positive way. We're also going to be playing some great music for you. We got Chances Are Good. We are going to be talking about how, and not only how, but the way that we already are, well, number one, how we can do more of this and how we already are, changing media in our world. How we're shifting media from negativity, from the bullshit. Justin and I were talking.
The bullshit.
The bullshit, man. From like, you know, like the negativity and the like, you know, bitches in the club with the money and the weed and the alcohol, but it's all for like the wrong reasons. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like these are all great things that can be, you know, used for ceremonial purposes, mm-hmm. and good intentions, but the way that our society approaches them are really poopy.
It's not a lifestyle though.
It's not.
That's what they portray it as.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, let's hear more. It's like not, right?
It's not. I mean, it's an enhancer.
It's an enhancer.
To certain situations.
Right.
You know, if you want to use it, if you don't. But, like, no, portraying that to, like, the masses, that's just, like, an abuse of power.
Yes.
Dude, that's how I feel.
That's what I was looking for. That's money, man. It's an abusive power is what it is.
It's money.
And it's true. Because if we actually think about it, if we actually get ourselves together and we're like, okay, how does this music benefit our consciousness? You know what I'm saying? How does this like actually lead us and show us and give us examples of things that can help us grow, help us mature, and help us blossom as a society? Now, I understand, I'm not here to judge an expression, but what I am here to do is say that maybe it's time to raise the vibration. I mean, you know, everybody has their favorite taste in music, and for the artists out there, Justin, I know that that you're really fond of some of the mainstream artists, so I don't want to put them down too much. No, but seriously,
I'm sensitive, man. No.
Some of the artists out there that the kids love and like that are just being like blasted, like if you listen to the messages and you hear the subliminal ideas and you hear just what they're actually saying, what's actually going on, you're going to ask yourself, why am I listening to this?
It's true. They just propel like this idea that of the world that just isn't helpful.
Right.
It's greedy.
Right.
It's not unifying.
It's not.
It's pretty fucked up.
It's fucked up, dude.
It's pretty fucked up.
It is. And the fact that that there's such large organizations, such large backings behind it. And you know, guys, I'm about to play you a song right now. This is Chances Are Good. This is an example of the music that I feel like our society will be shifting into. Now, I'm not just talking about the genre, because to say that, you know, our society is limited to a certain amount of genres is limiting in itself. But like what I'm saying is just the energy that you get from it, kind of the vibe. And listen to the lyrics. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chances Are Good. It's AM. It's the name of the song. Just listen to what I'm talking about.
I feel so grateful to wake up this morning. Can you hear all the ancestors calling? Drink some water for the young and some food for the old. Nobody knows what your body knows except the hyper soul. Every movement that we make tips another domino. We pray for conscious steps on this journey, always in the flow. With a healthy heart and mind, mysteries of space and time. Always making time to rhyme, riddle, rhythm, rock and ride. Soundtracks to all our lives, it's the symphony of life. We all heard it once or twice, twice as nice, beans and rice. Blessings for the pets and lands, animals and fellow men. Piercing through the holograms with flaming arrow javelins. All across the continents, we pray for safe traveling. Please bless our hands with new skills and fresh talents. We aim for the betterment, intelligent enlightenment for all of our relatives in this world and next tense. Feel so grateful to wake up this morning. Can you hear all the ancestors calling? Drink some water for the young and some food for the old. Nobody knows what your body knows except the hyper soul.
All right, guys, see, that's what I'm talking about right there. That is a wonderful display of the difference between like a a low vibrational like display of music and then a higher vibrational display. And it's all good. See, it's all an expression. But imagine if like, okay, let's take 2 Chainz, right? We all know that. 2 Chainz, but I got me some more. It's like whatever. Like, and I don't mean to offend any listeners out there that are 2 Chainz fans, because once again, that's an expression, and I have to respect it and understand it and unconditionally appreciate that expression. But you know, expressions can change, and some are just a higher vibe.
I just think, like, it's not, like, people like that music, so it's not, I don't think we're in a place to judge it.
Right.
You know, it's almost hypocritical of us.
It would
to
be.
Say that.
Right, right.
But there's this general, this universal lacking of, like, soul.
Yes.
In a lot of music.
Yes.
Nowadays. It's artificial.
For
it's
sure.
Like it's a machine that just pumps out this shit.
For sure. It is.
That's just how it is.
No, dude, it really is.
And it's a business. Like, you have to take it for what it is. You have to take it for, there's business, and then there's music. I don't think right. they're trying to be, you know, the next great songwriters and people speak from the heart. They're just trying to put out music that people can, like, turn their, you know, get their car stereos, like, amped up and
totally.
Like, turn the bass up. So, if you take it for what it is, it's just a business model.
Right. It is.
I don't hold it with, like, much artistic integrity and...
But there's so... But the problem is that there's people
that do. It overshadows.
Yes.
And it overshadows other music. The popular music should be the soulful.
Yes.
And then if people want to just listen to bullshit, they can do it and buy it, and good for them.
Right.
And good for the business, but I don't know. It
yeah.
needs to change, I think.
It needs to change.
It's kind of annoying. It's just kind of like... It's like... kind of bugs me.
Dude, it super bugs me. No, I feel you. I completely resonate with that. It's frustrating because you'd think that people would get the picture. You'd think that people would understand. Also, though, the thing that's odd is, like, we as individuals, every single person has the choice not to listen to it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that we don't think about it.
You're like, spoon-fed it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You're spoon-fed it. And you need to ask yourself, instead of just, like, oh, it's on the radio, I listen to it. No. It goes so much deeper than that. Like,
don't listen to the radio.
Yes.
Everybody just turned it off.
What is that? Smash your TV?
Like, throw away your television.
Throw away your television. Dude, throw away your FM radio.
Just listen to AM radio.
Just listen to AM and internet radio and you're good. No,
listen
seriously.
To the fuzz.
Yeah, dude. Okay, well, there is hope. There is something that I'd like to talk about. We've mentioned it on the show before, and if it wasn't for this alliance, I don't know where our world would be headed. I'm so grateful that we have this alliance in our world and in our media today. I'd like to talk about GATE. It's GATE, Global Alliance for Transformational Entertainment. Bam. Okay. Let me just give you guys a quick, should I say a brief bio of what GATE really is. Well, GATE is an evolving community of creative, business, and technical professionals in entertainment, media, and the arts, and the interested public, who realize the vital and expanding role media and entertainment play in creating our lives, and who aspire to consciously transform those domains for the benefit of all. GATE is a nonprofit charitable organization providing valuable and relevant knowledge, resources, and services to a wide range of professionals in the media, entertainment, and arts industries to aid in their personal transformation and to help them create and distribute content that expresses their transformational worldview.
I'm sorry, can you repeat? Can you repeat that? No.
Sure. GATE is an evolving community. Okay.
This is a good thing, people.
This is an amazing thing. Yes, Justin, it is like, it is such a good, dude, I'm so happy to be sitting here with you talking about this. Okay, so the question is, people are like, well, what really is this? What transformation? What world? What are you?
What world?
What white holes?
In a world.
That's so funny. So, in this, what we're talking about really is, well, what they're talking about, what we're talking about with them, is that it's up to us to evolve our community. Right? It's up to us to shift our media. What they say is they understand, right, who realize the vital and expanding role media and entertainment play in creating our lives. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what we are talking about. When you blast 2 Chainz, when you blast these...
We're going to get a very harsh email.
We're going to 2 Chainz is not going to like us very much. But that's okay. You know what? Maybe we can raise 2 Chainz vibration. Maybe we can say, listen, 2 Chainz, I unconditionally respect
Hop on our ship.
Yes, dude.
Hop on the rocket ship.
Hop on the mothership of masters. Yes. Seriously, 2 Chainz, if you're listening, this is a wonderful opportunity. You can come on the vibration station and liberate yourself. We're going to have 2 Chainz on the vibration.
This is an invitation.
This is an invitation.
Come with us. No.
So, what we're talking about with GATE is the Global Alliance for Transformational Entertainment, is that these people understand, these geniuses, these amazing people that we love and appreciate for doing this, understand that media and entertainment plays such a humongous role in creating our lives. Every single time you turn on the TV, it's up to them what you see. Well, it's up to you to turn on the TV, but it's up to them what you see. Of course, you can change the channel, but there's only so many channels with so many different types of information, different types of entertainment and media. You turn on the radio, it's up to them what you're listening to, if you stay tuned in. Do you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is why we talk about this stuff, because we're like, well, listen, if you're going to be tuning into some radio, might as well tune into something that might help you, something that's going to aid and assist our world in a positive way. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
So, like...
It's true.
It's true, guys. Hey, if you want to call in on the show, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Right now, we are talking about how important it is to shift the vibration of the media into something more inspiring, something a little bit, you know... a higher vibration. If you guys want to email me, you can do so. davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. What we're going to do, we're going to play one more, it's not going to be the last one, but it's going to be another song. This is Chances Are Good. Check this out. Lost Highway. We're going to make this a bit of a transition. Chances Are Good, Lost Highway. Love this. High vibing music. Check this out.
I gotta mention every friend, and they tell me lots of things about the water, fire, earth, and the wind. We got the bloom in the band, and we're traveling from that land, floating on a prayer like a gypsy band. Nobody, no man, North American. Hard-headed, long-haired, honest, and wrong again. Let the friends get directions, make the next U-turn at the exit, but I missed it, feeling like a misfit. Why do we always have to take the long way, long lost highway? But no Patricia, just a bunch of monologue and apparitions, and speaking contradictions, causing mental friction. Pulling up a pencil full moon, midnight stars glisten. It's like I hear the screech, I will listen. I see a bright blue flash in the distance, just like the best friends. Keep it guessing with the messages. Heart pumping, minivan running with the lights on. Wondering what's going on, little bit of thunder, but it's minimal. Just enough adrenaline to make a move back to the spirit with a laugh and hysterical. Telling me I'm terrified by the vindigo. No, I'm not, just an instinct. Let me think what I got. Grab a handful of sage and tobacco. Dumping on the road too slow and respectful. Let the spirit know that I'm calm and peaceful. Made a wrong turn with the penis. Nice to meet you. I'll be leaving now like all these apology. Back on the interstate doing 60. And slow down. Roll like tragedy. Cars burning and blue lights splashing. Thank you, Chris. I gotta mention every friends, and they tell me lots of things about the water, fire, earth, and the wind. We got a bloom in the band, and we're traveling from LA, floating on a prayer like a gypsy band. Nobody, no mad, North American. Hard-headed, long-haired, artist, and wrong again. Friends get directions, make the next U-turn at the exit, but I missed it, feeling like a misfit. Why do we always have to take the long way?
So, guys, This is what we're talking about. That, by the way, Justin just did that whole song with his mouth.
I sang it and I beatboxed. Yes. And made the little...
And the little ding ding sounds. Like that's all Justin's mouth. Justin's mouth is chances are good. Chances are good that Justin's mouth is a good musician. So guys, see, this is what we're talking about, where it's you listen to it and it's like you feel like calm and you feel like you're intrigued a little bit, and maybe you're not intrigued and maybe this music doesn't calm you down. But what I'm saying is like it has resonance. It has more resonance than the mainstream stuff that we hear on the radio. And I guess what I'm saying is the same thing as Gate, where like if we understand how vital the expanding role media and entertainment play in creating our lives, then we would understand that when we put music like Chances Are Good, if we were to put, you know, music about awareness and unconditional love and acceptance and appreciation and, you know, water, fire, earth, and the wind, you know, like elements and like mm-hmm. giving appreciation for our planet.
Absolutely.
And giving appreciation for one another. And like just having this ultimate bond that we all energetically create, this union, it can be formed through something as simple as putting Chances Are Good on your radio. Seriously. Do you know what I mean? It's like... Listeners, if you were to turn on the radio and, you know, I'm not saying every single song has to be about the same thing. No. But, like, it would be nice to maybe start to shift and transform into hearing more of, like, songs that are, like, about, you know...
Deeper things.
Dude, deeper things.
Yeah, well, it's not... There's a lot of artists that, like, don't get the recognition that they deserve for creating music that's really soulful and from the heart. And that's just one example. And maybe people don't like the music. Essentially, it's just it comes down to frequency and harmonics. And like sometimes people's ears don't like it. Some people might not like this that other people like. And
totally.
You know, but there's still this appreciation for the power and the soul that comes from the music when people really put their heart into it.
Yes.
It completely translates into the recording, and you can hear it. Even if you may not like the way it sounds, you may not like the notes they use, the lyrics at all, but when it's true, when it's like completely truthful, that is what resonates.
Yes. Yes. Totally.
Yes.
Absolutely. And another thing about that is for an artist to like be fully resonant with themselves and like with their music, I feel like, you know, they have to be true to themselves when they're recording the music. Like, do you think in the studio, like, I'm sorry, 2 Chainz, I'm so sorry, man. I apologize.
Just,
like, you're just asking for it, though. Like,
it's true. We can pick another art. We can pick a few more artists.
We can, but 2 Chainz is just such an awesome example. He's like,
it's true.
It's Jesus.
It's true.
It's like,
it's totally true.
like, we love you, buddy, but man, you are just asking for it. Like, I mean, okay, do you think when 2 Chainz goes into the studio and okay, now what Justin's talking about is like that moment when the artist is in the studio and they are passionate about their music.
Yes.
And I know
passionate.
This because Justin is a phenomenal musician and he's been in multiple studios with multiple artists. And I've shared that experience with him, and you can tell, like, you feel like when there's it's an energy that everybody agrees upon in the studio, and then when you listen to the recording afterwards, you're like, dude, you're totally in the moment. It sounds amazing. It sounds like everybody is in perfect harmony and everybody is soulful. Mm-hmm. And there's this underlying energy that you're just like, yes, like I feel that, right? I'm passionate about what we're singing about. I'm passionate about what we're playing about. I want people to hear this. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Now, when 2 Chainz goes in the studio and he's talking about how many chains he has around his neck and like the size of the rims.
Wait, how many does he have? Does he have two?
I think he may have two, but he got me some Mo. Right. I think 2 Chainz, but I got me some Mo. I think he has 2 Chainz, but he's got him some Mo.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I just wanted to clarify.
That's a good thing to clarify. We wouldn't want to...
Just to make sure.
Right.
We're on the same page.
Yes. And this is something that is not to be over-speculated.
We are loving people. We don't mean to put him down.
We don't. Because 2 Chainz is an expression. He is. And we appreciate all expressions, right? It's an expression. If you're here, you're meant to be here. You're an expression. You're a vibration. That's awesome. But, like, it would be nice to see expressions evolve. And it's cool to see our world changing for the better. And it's cool to see alliances like Gate, like, you know, people that have come together that know that our world is shifting and know that now is the time to influence media in a positive way and to show inspiring films and inspiring music and really to just like show and more like explode, like let people know the importance of media in our lives. It's so true. Guys, I want to hit on one thing. You're saying, like, why now, right? Like, why Gate now? Like, why these things now? Why shift now? Our planet has been around here for millions and billions of years. Like, you know, we're asking ourselves, Dave, why are you coming on the radio? Why are you and Justin on the radio now? And just, like, why haven't you been talking about these things 30 years ago? Well, I wasn't born. Number 2, people have been talking about these things 30 years ago. It's just, it's more apparent now. Let me explain. At this time, the prevailing but outmoded dominant worldview is finding its full and likely final expression, right? What we mean is more and more of humanity are recognizing the point we've come into on our Earth's history. Right, we're all recognizing that there really is a focal point that we are reaching, a changing point, a radical turning point unlike any we've experienced before. For the first time, we humans hold in our hands, in our minds, and in our hearts the most immediate power to either destroy life on Earth as we've known it or transform our relationship with ourselves, each other, and the planet so that life for all of us can not only continue, but revive, blossom, and thrive. Okay. The idea is like that it's up to us to change and shift these negative influences. And parents, it also starts with you. Do you know what I'm saying? Your child, your like 6-year-old kid, is the leader of our new generation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, your 6-year-old kid is our hope. Is our hope. So at 6 years old, when you're a big sponge and you're letting them listen to these things, like, it puts these vibrations in their consciousness and makes them appeal to certain things at a young age that may not be the most beneficial for not only them, but for you and for the planet down the line. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we just all need to see this. Justin.
It's no. There needs to be more responsibility in what we instill in people. It's not about like generations and, you know, whatever. People like the music they like. It's not going to turn people. It's not going to make people bad. But it does. I feel like it sometimes can close off people's thinking. Right. And they're not able to view the world in a way that the world could, they don't see it as it could be.
Right.
We don't face, like, here on Earth, we don't face regular alien invasions and meteor showers. We don't face outside forces acting upon us. We live in a very sustainable, at the moment, though it's clearly changing, a somewhat sustainable planet that has managed to host life.
Right. Yes, totally.
For quite a while.
Quite a bit of time, yeah.
And the quality of life could be so much better if, as a group, as a collective, people just tuned into this to one idea, one thought, one positive idea, and became in tune with one another.
Yes.
And then strived to propel that idea.
Yes.
You feel me?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's how I feel. But who am I? I'm just a collection of cells.
No, yes.
I'm a hypocrite now.
No, dude. Absolutely. 150%. I wanted to touch on something you said. A lot of the music out there absolutely is like, I want to say, is almost being created to close you off.
It's just, it's money. It all comes down to money, which is, I hate getting into this, but it comes down to like a business model and like, and greed, and people make money and they don't care about the effects, or, and it truly doesn't. It just is a growing, it's an escalating problem and of collection, and people should give money away.
Yeah. Word.
I should give you $2 to buy my song.
Dude,
or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Totally.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, spread it.
That's a really good idea.
I mean, I don't have enough money to give.
No.
Everybody, like, I'm going to give the whole world $1.
That's a lot of money.
I'm a billionaire.
Multi-billionaire.
Yes.
And then you'd still need some for yourself.
But that idea should shift, and it's not going to. That's been, you know, the idea of a currency and this putting your faith in an object.
Right.
That's what it stems from, I think.
Yes.
And it translates to other things.
It does. Wow. I mean, we could start at the real core of this. This is heavy, like, this, because it's true. It's intense and it's super true. And then it strains from like, okay, let's get into governmental influence on music. Okay, it's big there. There's a big thing, like. See, when I come out and like say these things, it's like it's difficult because it's like risque. But it's like, also, it's like very, it's very possible. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but some conspiracies seem more like facts than theories sometimes. And I'm not here to say that this is 100% happening, but I am here to say that there is like definite 100% proof of placement in music, proof of government placement, like kind of Illuminati placement, stuff like that. Guys, if you go and check out like a few like Eminem videos, Jay-Z videos, let's see what other, just videos that like the mainstream videos, a lot of the mainstream artists, a few Beyonce videos. There's actually a new Mercedes-Benz commercial that just came out with like a few weird like things. Okay, but you pause them at certain points, and if you look it up, like, you know, Illuminati in music video, like there's websites, there's full-on websites, and like they have like snapshots of like, it's not like I've ever looked it up or anything. It's like they have like full-on like snapshots of like a pentagram in the back of just like, but like hidden in the back, or there's like the all-seeing eye is like in the back of like videos, and just like weird things. And then you're like, well, what is putting a pentagram in the back of a video do? Well, little to your knowledge, it actually subconsciously places symbols in your head, subconsciously places things in your head. Now, I'm not saying here that our world is like this big conspiracy and that, you know, mind control, we're trying, that's not what I'm going to, you know, I'm not like this big conspiracy theorist. I just think that there are so many things that are going on in our society, in our world, that are right in front of us, and we
it's in plain sight.
It is in plain sight.
It's hidden in plain sight.
Yes. And we are just too blind, too ignorant to see them. Guys, chances are good. This is No Worries, No Hurries. I listened to the song the other day for the first time, and I was just like, I was kind of in, I was like stressing a little bit. And I listened to it because of the name of the song. I was like, No Worries, No Hurries. Well, I am kind of in a hurry and I'm stressing, so I'm going to listen to this. And it really just made me feel amazing. No Worries, No Hurries chances are good.
You don't have to worry, you'll be in a big hurry. Somehow, some way, these little things seem to work out. Or they don't and we die, and that's alright, cause Most High takes care of every single soul under these skies.
So spread your wings, spread your love, spread your heart song. Share your gifts, share your joys, come and get some. Everybody's got a little bit of magic, gonna light up his fire of passion. Still working with the laws of attraction, still focus on the love and compassion. Someday real soon, everybody's gonna be light as balloons. And somehow, here and now, nothing gets done if it goes against the doubt. And one day in this dream, everybody's gonna chill and play at ease. And this is right now, center of the source and flow of the doubt. You don't have to worry or be in a big hurry. Somehow, some way, these little things seem to work out. Or they don't and we die, and that's alright, cause Most High takes care of every single soul under these skies. Feel your love, feel your dream, play at ease, please. Grant us joy, bless our health, hearts and families. Wanna walk hand in hand with the best friend, with the good for good, God gracious. Granddaddy of the Matrix greatness, G'd up like a geisha from Georgia, or a giggling gorilla. Gee whiz, hallelujah, how you doing? What you doing doesn't matter, mind over matter. Watch your mouth in front of grandmother. May I have a glass of water? Pour a little for my brother, for my sister, and all the ancestors. God blessed us and heard all the messages. You don't have to worry or be in a big hurry. Somehow, some way, these little things seem to work out. Or they don't and we die, and that's alright, cause Most High takes care of every single soul under these skies.
No, we don't have to hurry. Everything in these skies is going to work out. La 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 la.
Right? Like, that's the kind of shit that I'm talking about, people. Check this out. So you're driving along, you kick on your stereo, and you have a choice, right? After this episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station, you have a choice. Well, you've always had a choice. So next time you're listening to the radio, and you hear, like, you know, Wed who hand and money in the bank, yeah, bitches in the back, got hoes in the stank, yeah, ho, like money with us. Okay, so we have that, right?
That's option A.
That's option A. Option B is what we just heard, and you know what? I'm not asking you to bust out your iPod and like throw on. Well, I am asking you to bust out your iPod and throw on Chances Are Good, but I'm also asking you to think before you, like, you know, just think about it. You don't, like, you don't have to do it. Like, I mean, it helps to follow through with what you're doing, but what I'm saying is, like, it's not like I'm saying, like, you have to do the, you have to change, you have to listen to this music, or no, it's not like that. It's just it's a better expression. I know we've said that like 50 times, but you know, it seems like that Every word helps, and every time that we say it, it plants, and it plants a seed, lets it blossom, and maybe the next time you are listening to the radio, you are going to be like, wait a minute, like, why am I listening to this? Why am I still listening to this? And here's another thing, guys, I wanted to talk to you about, listeners. Next time that song comes on the radio, and you're driving along. Just, let's see if. Oh, sorry. Go on. No.
I was gonna say just very casually grab the dial and turn it back and back and back until it hits zero.
No. Until it clicks. Until you hear that click. No. Maybe, yeah, seriously. Maybe next time you're driving along, you're going to realize, or no. Yeah, you realize without, but at a moment's notice, you're singing the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? That's a big thing. And I'll catch myself doing that as well. I'll be listening to a song that I won't even like, and I'll be singing the lyrics just because it's on in the background. Now, think of the human consciousness when they're like singing lyrics to a song that they're not even paying attention to, that they're listening to. You're driving, you're focusing on driving, you're thinking about other things, but you're like, I'm like a bird, I wanna fly away. Why Nelly Furtado? I don't know. But you're just like, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's a great song. I'm like a bird, I'm gonna fly away. Sure, go for it. But like, I'm just using that as an example. Like, you're driving along and all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, I've been singing like Nelly Furtado for the past like 3 minutes and I just noticed. Okay, but think about when you're like, when you're singing like two chains for like 3 minutes straight and you're like,
my brother Two Chains.
Brother Two Chains, dude. Two Chains. Like, you know, it's funny that you don't catch it. But then once you do, you're like, wait, why am I doing that? Why am I singing this? I'm not even thinking about it. But then go one step further and ask yourself, well, within my head, when I'm singing this, what the fuck does that mean? What does that mean to me that I know all of these lyrics, which happen to be like chains on my neck, like rims on my Sklade, and like
Sklade.
Bitches on my tags. You know, like, oh. that's it, dude. That's all it is. Excuse my French and excuse my words. I don't like saying those things, but I'm forced.
It's a product that, you know, people buy into it, that lifestyle. It's like portrayed as being lavish and, you know, with the money and
the drugs and the cars and the women.
I don't think real people buy into that. You know, like, it's funny. It's fun to, like, mess around with, you know, you joke and you're just, like, you know, in front of your Bentley and, like, but that's not, like, that doesn't make you an artist. That doesn't add anything.
God, no.
And I think it's just a product. It's just, like, I don't think you can take it for more than it is. And
you're right.
People buy it. So, you know, who should we – it's the people that we that really should – They're the
control.
Totally. People are buying it. They're just providing something. You don't have to do it. So,
yes,
it's, you know, the fact that the people are buying into it is really more upsetting than the fact that it's being put out there.
Yes, of course, of course, because there will always be things that are put out there that we don't like. But it's what the masses gravitate to. And Justin, dude, perfect example. That's why we host the show. Do you know what I'm saying? To tell the people to be like, okay, listen. The people, okay, you have the choice once you listen to it on the radio to be like, I like that, I don't like that. I'm either going to buy it, I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to represent it, I'm not going to represent it. It's your choice.
Yep.
So, like Justin said, it is, dude, it is so frustrating that the people gravitate to that. That's what we're saying. We are shifting gate. This whole idea, like, chances are good. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's this whole movement. And let me tell you, it's a lot brighter on the other side. It's a lot brighter. It's a lot happier. There's a lot more abundance. You know, like Justin said, dude, you're the man. Just because you are, like, rapping in front of your Bentley and there's, like, female, like, shaking their behind in your face and it's like on a music video and you, like, have, like, a bunch of, like, money in your hand and you're like, you know, that does not give you talent. That gives you a big ego, and, like, that actually gives you, like, a wonderful display of, like, an ego that you should, you know what, it's a wonderful example to show, like, how out of control one's ego can get.
It's a good example for how the opposite of how people should just, you know, behave. Just, like,
yes,
operate, you know, and, like,
Show respect.
It's the opposite of selflessness.
And no, yes. Yes.
In excess. It's just ridiculous.
It's all about more. It's all about an excess.
It's all about more and greed. And it just instills bad vibes.
Yes.
Bad vibes.
It does. I want to say, if you listeners have heard of the artist Lupe Fiasco, right? It's interesting. It's funny. He's actually a really smart, really super smart man. And his music, he is a rapper. He just recently came out with a song. It's good music. Good music. Some of it is like kind of like yo-yo, but like a lot of it is like, it's like the stuff that he talks about makes you think. He has a song, and when I first heard the song, I automatically off the bat was like, wow, it's one of those. I'm going to turn this off. I don't need to hear it. But I gave it a chance, and I listened to the lyrics, and then I saw an interview with Lupe Fiasco about the song, because I listened to the song, and then on YouTube, it was like, interview, blah, blah, blah. So I clicked on it. The song is called Bitch Bad. No, but check it out. Check it out. Believe it or not, this song is really good. And it's about, like, okay, the song itself is like, I mean, yeah, it's a good song. It sounds like every other rap song. But the lyrics in this song are good. And when Lupe Fiasco, I'll tell you what the song is about. But when Lupe Fiasco came out with this song and said this, it made me realize that people are catching on and people do understand the effect that media has. The song is called Bitch Bad. But seriously, what the song is about is how all of, and it's called Bitch Bad for a reason. Like, he wants you to think that it's like one of those songs. He does. He wants you to be like, okay, what the song is about is how media influences the females. The song is about how media influences females and portrays females. It's called Bitch Bad because he's talking about how the 2 Chainz and the Lil Wayne's and these guys and that all degrade women, you know, all these artists that are all about, you know, like having sex with multiple women and not treating them as people but more of objects, you know what I'm saying? And how that in itself, along with, you know, the alcohol and the drugs and then in the cars and the blah, but that in itself creates a standard for society mm-hmm. to view women. Mm-hmm. And the song is about how, like, it says, like, there's, like, if you guys watch the music video, it, like, actually explains it. It, like, shows this, like little girl watching these music videos. She's, like, 12 years old with, like, her 2 friends. And then it, like, shows them, like, imitating mm-hmm. these girls,
yeah.
that these women that are, like, shaking their booties and, like, hooking up with all the rappers. It shows, like, these 12-year-old girls, like, wanting to be like that. And then it shows those girls when they're, like, 18. And then they're, like, a bad bitch now. And he's like, oh, you know, they're like, a bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch. And it's, like, these girls, like, being like, well, listen, like, I grew up to this music, and now this is who I am. And guess what? This is who I am going to be my whole life because of the standard that I agreed to for women in our society. If this music video says that this is my place, if I'm constantly being reminded as a woman that this is my place in society, then that is constantly what I will be agreeing to. It makes me sick.
It's
women, you are beautiful. You are amazing. You are the fruit and flower of our world. And you are by far, it makes me sick how society portrays the female figure. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, wow, wow, wow. It has been such a blessing and a half to have the one and only Justin Siegel, brother co-host.
Oh, my pleasure.
Man, listen, guys.
Pleasure is all mine, my man.
It has been my pleasure to be sharing this wonderful Sunday filled with love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter for you guys out there. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Check it out, guys. Also wanted to throw out a reminder, wanted to give a shout out to our boys over at Down to Earth. Want to send some unconditional appreciation their way. And remember, everybody, it is May 19th today. You got the 21st to vote yes on F, no on D. We're just talking about doing things better for our society. That's what the show is about. And we're reminding you that. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett, LA Talk Radio, every Sunday at 1. We're sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. Talk to you next week.
You got to act way up, and now you're burning. Put those new thoughts way up, and keep on learning. You'll never get ready up, the earth keeps turning. Steadily serving the purpose, I'm working perfect. Look at the plate, life all around, shabab, shabab, getting everything they need from the sky and ground, sky and ground. Shabab, shabab, the Creator takes care of these precious ones. He's gonna provide for you, provide for you. So don't waste your time or trouble your mind. Seek the absolute, yeah. You've got to hide way up, and now you're burning. Produce new thoughts way up.